You know what else is exciting is when you learn a new skill. But you know the way often you'll hear somebody learning a new skill or a craft and then you'll think to yourself, I should really learn something like that. Well, now is your chance because the Rekindle Festival in Innisdiamon lets you see not just any skills, but skills that are at risk of being lost to time. And we all know the ones. So why not learn the skill and save it at the same time? Festival programmer with Rekindle and musician Aoife Hammond is in our Limerick studio. And Aoife, you're joined by TikTok's most famous traditional woodworker, Eoin Reardon. Eoin, I can't wait to hear about your skills. I was consuming all your TikTok content last night and there's some very, very cool things, particularly the kettlebell, like made out of the big rock. But Aoife, I want to get to you first and just let's learn a little bit about the festival. And, you know, I suppose where the idea came from.
Hi, Anna. How's it going? Where the festival came from really is I work with an organisation called Common Knowledge. And our aim is to empower people to live a more sustainable life and fulfilled life. And really what we're interested in is kind of getting people educated and skilled up on skills that they might not have had before. And the festival, the Rekindle Festival, is really we want to kind of celebrate those traditional skills or the lost skills and the people that have them. Really, this festival started out and we engaged with a lot of older people who had these dying skills that weren't necessarily getting the opportunity to practice them anymore. And now we're kind of, we've opened that scope up a little bit because we really see it as a kind of a bit of a renaissance or a re-emergence of these skills. And we wanted to engage with people really of all ages who are working with traditional skills and give them an opportunity to be able to engage and reach people and for people to be able to see people demoing using those skills and finding out that there is actually people that are using these traditional skills.
I love that it's intergenerational and that it's all ages, but what sort of skills are we talking about here?
So we've got lots of stuff on show. We've got basket making tomorrow. We've got willow weaving workshops. We have traditional loom weaving as well. We've got woodwork, traditional woodcrafting. We have some lace making. We've got a cobbler in as well. So there's such a number of skills that are going to be on show. And then we have a bit of the traditional culture as well. We've got a Cayley Moore happening out on Parliament Street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's not just the practical skills. There's a bit of fun skills in there as well for people to take part in.
Absolutely. People can give the set dancing and the Cayley dancing a bit of a go as well.
Yeah, whether they're good or bad at it, it doesn't make a difference once you're involved.
As long as they're laughing.
Like that's, I suppose, an incredible group of skills to gather. But like, how do you find the people, I suppose, the crafters to actually do it?
We've done an open call the last few years and we've basically put it out and said, do you have these skills to share? Mm-hmm. We'd love to meet you and we'd love to kind of give people an opportunity to engage with you and learn those skills. And it's been really successful. And then there's also people that we've seen that have kind of caught our eye, like Eoin. There's a young blacksmith as well in Mount Shannon, Rhys Foster, who's just restored an old 270-year-old forge. Wow. So people like that, we've said, look, we'd love to engage with you because you're on the same wavelength and we're interested in what you're doing and we'd like to kind of bring those kind of skill sharing to the community in Clare and to the wider community.
And so would I be right in saying then that you're always on the hunt then for new crafters?
Absolutely as well. And we run traditional skills courses in Common Knowledge as well throughout the year. So we've got stonemasonry and we've got willow weaving and different courses like that. So we're always really looking to engage with people that have traditional skills.
Brilliant. Well, speaking of skills and speaking of traditional, Eoin, one of the new crafters, you're a traditional woodworker and you're part of the festival. Like, how did you take up the skill?
So I think I was always slightly interested in woodworking, but then over lockdown, we had a lot of free time. So I think I went about making a curragh, which is a traditional Irish boat.
Yeah.
I didn't have any background. I didn't even do woodworking in school. But I just wanted to do it. Uh-huh. So I went around gathering all these old tools, fixing them up and using them. And once I had the boat built, I just didn't stop. I was obsessed. So I suppose I caught a bug and I rolled with it.
How did you build the boat though? Do you suddenly just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to build a curragh? How did you go about it? Where did you get your information from?
Oh, it was a long time aspiration. I remember in secondary school, I was constantly reading about them and finding whatever information and details I could have about them. Okay. Once I had a car and the means to do it, I just went at it.
And would I be right in saying that you spoke to, you know, other people as well around the place and got their expertise and their ideas as well?
Well, yeah, I've definitely met a lot of interesting people along the way, worked under a lot of them, learning. There's a wealth of knowledge out there if you just go looking for it. And a lot of these people, they're very interested in sharing it as well. They don't want to see this information lost with them. Mm-hmm. So yes, there's a wealth of information out there in this country if you talk to the right people.
So you were learning from people and then you decided to teach people and share it as well via TikTok, because people love watching your work. I think we find that kind of thing therapeutic, watching somebody, you know, creating something and crafting it, and they're learning from you now. So like, how does it feel to be able to pass the skill down?
I mean, it's wonderful. I had a fella talking to me earlier at work saying that he watches my videos to put him to sleep. I don't know, was it an insult or a compliment? But yeah, I just... sorry, what was the question?
No, I'm just saying, like, how does it feel to be able to pass a skill down?
I mean, it's the best feeling in the world. Oftentimes I'll get young lads coming up to me, showing me photos, or sometimes the actual hammer handles that they've made themselves, or the mallets, or the stool. I mean, and there's no better feeling in the world. You know, they've watched one of my videos and it's inspired them to do something that will change the trajectory of their whole life. Now they'll have the confidence, having made something, that they can make something else, and who knows where that'll take them. Yeah. It's taken me somewhere wonderful. So
yeah, and I mean, like, your TikTok has now 3.3 million followers, like over 56 million likes, so people are interested in this. And I love that, like, you know, you don't use power tools. It's literally about going back to basics and just honing your craft and, you know, going for it and saying, like, well, the sky's the limit now. And you got to train with a master carpenter, am I right?
I suppose a few weeks ago, a few months ago, I was working in Wicklow under a guy called James Grace. I consider him a master, doing big traditional timber framing. Mm-hmm. That was a big experience for me.
And what is one of the most unusual requests that you've got? Because I often notice that people on your TikTok come to you and ask you to help them. So what have you had to do that maybe was a challenge that you really relished?
I kind of get challenges every day at work. I don't know if I've done anything extraordinary, but it's all these little repairs that I really like doing. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people bring very old furniture to me, and like, there's constantly stuff breaking. I work in Bunratty Castle and Folk Park, so they have a huge collection of old furniture there that people bring to me to repair. So there's always small little jobs like that. I suppose the more unusual jobs are the ones with a bit of history attached to them. Mm-hmm. A lot of people bring in, like, axes and tools and utensils that used to belong to their late father, their grandfather, or great-grandfather, or whatever. So it's really nice to be able to put them tools back to use and, you know, continue the lineage.
Mm-hmm. And like, Aoife, you know, this is about learning skills and building, making, mending, growing. You know, you mentioned sustainability earlier on. And I know, like, the visitors to the festival will leave with a possible new skill. But, you know, what are the other benefits for them for this festival?
Well, I think really it's bringing people together as well in the community. You know, we've got our skills demos, and we've got people doing talks and workshops. But we've also got a market there, so the makers are able to sell their wares. And then we'll have traditional music playing throughout the day. We'll have the ceilidh. And I think really people are a big part of what we do at Common Knowledge is to kind of, it's our aim to kind of spread the joy. So by creating a festival like this where people can learn, they can meet new people, and they can kind of go home feeling like, wow, what a brilliant experience I've had. And it's also brilliant for the town in Ennis-Dyman. Like, we've got a heritage trail, the Rekindle Heritage Trail. So we've got talks and workshops and demos going on in different places throughout the town. And it's kind of engaging with the town in a different way, and bringing those kind of the skill holders to different spaces around the town. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely. Aoife Hammond, festival programmer and musician. And of course, Owen Reardon, you can find him on TikTok, traditional woodworker. They are going to be at Rekindle, the Festival of Lost Skills. It is happening in Ennis-Dyman this weekend in the Courthouse Gallery in Ennis-Dyman. They're going to close off the road outside, and there's going to be music, stalls, skills and lots more to see. It is starting tonight with some dancing, music and of course, the saving of those lost skills. It's free to attend, and you can find out more information at ourcommonknowledge.org.